Hey everyone, this is Lucas from Great Lakes Echo. I'm going to talk a little bit more about why the Boardman River was the perfect site for Fish Pass and how I got to that point. So as mentioned in the story, there's a wide assortment of fish that go across the Boardman River, but it hasn't always been like this. So to start this off, we're going to go back to the late 1980s and start here with Steve Largent, who was a college student at the University of Montana seeking a degree in wildlife biology. Steve was a Traverse City native, and he'd worked construction near the Boardman River, so he was wondering what these man-made activities did to the river. In order to receive a college scholarship, he launched a study on a relatively short stint in the river. What he found were over 100 sites of erosion. What erosion sites do is they add sediment to the river, and that sediment goes down to the deep holes that fish like to live in, and they destroy those habitats for them. So Steve described the Boardman River to me back in the late 1980s as an aquatic desert for stretches of it. These erosion sites are usually found by road stream crossings, utility line crossings, public access places, construction sites, things like that. So fast forward to 1990, Steve graduates from Montana, and he goes back to Traverse City. He works with the Grand Traverse Conservation District and the city of Traverse City in partnership, and he studies the entire river. He finds over 600 sites of erosion, 85% of which were man-made, and he knows that the river's not going to prosper like this. So he, the Grand Traverse Conservation District, along with some other environmental groups, get to work. And they fix these erosion sites. Usually how they do that is they plant trees on these sandy spots. And what that does is that holds the soil down. The roots hold the soil down so it doesn't get into the river and destroy the fish's habitat. This is still ongoing today. But Steve told me the problems is relatively fixed. He told me they'll never be done fixing this problem because new erosion sites keep popping up. But he estimates that there's less than 100 sites of erosion on the Boardman today. What that means is that this environment has been created that Mark Gaden said he really liked. Mark Gaden from the Great Lakes Fishery Commission said he really liked for Fish Pass because there were so many fish passing through it, through the Boardman. So I think this is kind of an interesting contrast of how the Boardman became an aquatic desert, at least for some stretches, to the site of Fish Pass because of how many fish are going through it. And this is because of research done by a college kid in the late 1980s. Who knows if Fish Pass would be there today without the work of Steve Largent as a college kid.